DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. 5-2 the final score. Royals drop game two to the New York Yankees. And in doing so, they match the franchise record for futility, dropping game number 106 on the season, matching the 2005 Kansas City Royals. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm ready to turn the page from this game right now. I'm ready to talk Zach Greinke making his, what might be, the final start of his Hall of Fame career coming up in just over 16 hours from now. I'm ready to turn the page because this game, this 5-2 loss to the Yankees, there. Now, we could talk about it. If you want to dive into the X's and O's, you want to talk about defensive miscues and bullpen blowups, if you want to talk about getting picked off of second base, getting thrown out at second base, oh, we can talk about this game. Feel free. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. But to me, this game tonight, there's just a lot of negative. I don't know why you would want to talk about this game, to be quite honest with you. But if you do, I'm here for you. I'm happy to talk about it. You can just shoot me a text if you choose. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. I just find myself amazed at the fact that Zach Greinke's in this situation once again. Zach Greinke was a 21-year-old on that 2005 team, a club that had three different managers, a team that, again, went 56-106. Zach Greinke was a 21-year-old on that ball club. And here we are, 19 years later, well, 14 years later, I should say. What the hell am I talking about? 19, yeah, Zach Greinke is going to be 40 in about a month. So almost two decades after he's a 21-year-old losing 105 games for the Kansas City Royals, he's soon to be a 40-year-old. And the ball's in his hand of whether or not the team is going to lose 107 in 2023. I know I showcase some shoddy math, but just that situation that sits before us tomorrow. I'm not smart enough to find the right word that describes what that is. The fact that Zach Greinke at 21 was on the worst team in franchise history, and now, if he doesn't perform well tomorrow, the final team that he ever plays on might usurp one of the first teams he ever played on as the worst in Royals franchise history. That's just bizarre to me. So we could talk about Greinke. I'm hoping that you're going to make it out to the ballpark. Am I foolish to think that there's going to be more than 20,000 people here tomorrow? Now, we had 22-6 here tonight. That's not surprising. Saturday night against the New York Yankees, all those Yankee fans that live in Overland Park making the drive over, all those Olathe Royals fans. I don't know who the hell raised you, but it's certain. Yeah. I don't want to go down that road. Honestly, I don't know how you're a Yankee fan in Kansas City. Yes, I know. I know. The Royals were awful in the 90s and in the 2000s, and the Yankees had Jeter and won, you know, three straight titles, won five titles total. No, I understand. But, you know, maybe you didn't have a grandfather, grandmother, uncle, aunt, mom, dad, somebody to slap you upside your head and teach you a lesson or two about what the Yankees mean in Kansas City. Nonetheless, I was happy that 22,000 turned out tonight, but I'm expecting more tomorrow. This is a very smart baseball town. This is a great sports city that appreciates greatness when it descends on Kansas City like Greinke did over two decades ago and now returns to cap off a Hall of Fame career. Am I foolish to think that Zach Greinke's final start at Kauffman Stadium of 2023 can battle with week four of the NFL? Knowing that the Chiefs don't play until later tomorrow night, keep in mind, Vinny Pasquantino, some of his teammates, are going to be joining Cody and Gold at the Turn 2 Sports Bar and Restaurant inside Hollywood Casino tomorrow night. Make sure you're out. If you love this team, if you're one of the 23,000 leaving right now, if you love the Kansas City Royals, I promise you, you're going to want to be at Hollywood Casino tomorrow. You got to be 21 to get in. But Turn 2 Sports Bar and Casino. Vinny's going to be out there. Some of his teammates, Cody and Gold, they're going to have great auction items, game-worn jerseys, autographs from all of your favorite Royals. So be out there tomorrow night. And let me know, am I off base in expecting a larger crowd tomorrow than the one we saw tonight? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, 913-586-7610. We could talk about the game. We can look ahead to tomorrow. I do have a nerdy baseball question I would like to get into. Although my overriding question, it's a very generic question. As we wind down this season, right, we have only nine more innings promised to us in 2023. I'm wondering how you're going to remember 2023 when it's just a line on Baseball Reference that you scroll through when you're looking at all the years of Royals baseball. Right, 2015's the title team. When I think of 2016, I think of the Wade Davis injury. When I think of 2017, I think about the passing of Yordano Ventura. 2018, the beginning of the rebuild. 2019, I think about that changing at the top of this organization. The pandemic in 20, Salvi's 48 bombs in 2021. It all crumbling down in 2022. How are you going to remember 2023? That's what I want to know tonight. I'll get to my nerdy baseball question in a moment, but the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Overland Park. Sean, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's been a great season. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. What do you think?
So, a couple thoughts on can't believe if this Greinke start tomorrow doesn't get your juices flowing and want you to get you out to the ballpark, then nothing will. It's just going to be an amazing atmosphere. Even if he only throws a couple innings, it's going to be great. I truly hope they let him hit, just for old time's sake. And what are your thoughts on not starting Bobby Witt Jr. tomorrow and bringing him in as a pinch runner to guarantee that he has a chance at the 50th stolen base? I'll listen to your answer off the air. Thanks, buddy.
Interesting. Hadn't thought of that. I think Bobby's doing a good enough job of getting on first base. I want him out there. If I'm a Royals fan and I'm coming to this game tomorrow, Bobby needs to be in the lineup. I don't see why. His health is the most important thing. So I'm not going to argue if the numbers and the sports science says, hey, he needs the last game of the season off. I don't know anything, but you got about 4 months to recover. No, you get out there and you give me 9 innings tomorrow. You put a beautiful bow on this sensational sophomore season. And I'll pose that nerdy baseball question to you right now. It's up to you. What would you rather have happen in 2024? Bobby Witt Jr. vie for the American League MVP or Cole Reagans vie for the American League Cy Young Award? 913-586-7610. As I was trying to fall asleep last night, I have a difficult time falling asleep after home games. I drink way too much coffee. So as I'm trying to fall asleep, I'm thinking in my mind, how many players would I draft if it was every ball player in the big leagues is in a draft and I'm starting a franchise? How many guys would I take over Bobby Witt Jr.? Did something similar for Cole Reagans. I think you can make a case that the Royals have one of the 20 best players in the sport and one of the 20 best pitchers in the sport. Probably haven't been able to say that since. If we're talking starting pitching, you haven't been able to say that, in my opinion, since 2014. Gordo and James Shields. Now, 2016, I guess you can make a case Lorenzo Cain and Danny Duffy, but no. I'm going 2014. It's been almost a decade since the Royals could boast what they can currently boast, in my opinion. You let me know if I'm off base. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Maggie in Overland Park. Maggie, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose to the Yankees 5-2. Go ahead.
Well, what I would remember this season as is Bobby Witt Jr.'s season, especially if he gets that 50 stolen bases. He's had a great season.
Yeah, I think that's how it's going to be remembered. I'm with you on that, Maggie. I hope it's that, along with year one of our multi-time World Series champion manager and general manager. You hope it's the beginning of something, that we look back at 2023 the same way that we do 2012 and 13. But yeah, Maggie, I think you're right. I think it's going to be Bobby Witt Jr.'s breakout season, where he became not just a highly touted prospect, but a highly respected star in the sport.
Yeah, we had a great time at the game tonight. Even though we didn't win, we actually got a picture with Greinke at the picture opportunity before the game.
Wow, how neat is that? Who's we? Who else got to take the picture?
My dad, my brother, my sister, and my cousin.
Wow, well, good for you. Well, safe travels back home. I appreciate you listening. Wow, what a memory. Got a chance to meet a Hall of Famer. Make sure you get a nice frame for that one.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 5-2 loss. My game notes brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Alec Marsh puts the finishing touches on his debut season. Plenty to dream on when it comes to the 25-year-old. Alec Marsh finishes his first year in the big leagues with 74 innings, 85 strikeouts. There's a very soft landing in the bullpen if and when he needs it. I'm not thinking about the bullpen right now for Alec Marsh. I'm thinking attack this offseason, utilize the notes that opposing hitters have given you over the past 4 months, show up ready to compete next spring. As the dude has the stuff, has the stature, has the fearlessness. I'm excited for Alec Marsh in 2024. Let's go to Haas in Overland Park. And we're blowing up an OP. Haas, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm blessed, truly blessed. Hey, a couple things. I'll be out there tomorrow, so looking forward to that. But to answer the question, I think we can expect Bobby Witt to be Bobby Witt for years to come. But as far as for the Royals' improvement, we better hope that Cole Reagans is competing for a Cy Young. I think that's going to be a little more important than Bobby Witt. Just, you know, I think we got 10 years of him, you know, competing for MVP. But I think the Cole Reagans pitching part of it is a big thing. And then if you won't be offended, I got one thing.
Sure.
My buddies think I'm crazy, but there is no way I get to see Zach Greinke tomorrow, and there's no way he comes – doesn't come back next year for enough to get to 3,000 strikeouts. They could put him in a bullpen role or anything, but there's no way Zach Greinke doesn't come back to get 3,000 strikeouts. No way.
Okay, we got you down. Hey, you might be right. I'm not going to act like I'm inside Zach Greinke's brain. You know, and I don't know what that dude's thinking. Thanks for the phone call, Haas. I'll say this. Zach Greinke's earned the right to do whatever he wants. If he wants to return just for 3,000, you've earned it. Maybe the Royals want you back. Who knows where you end up going? I can't imagine he would pitch somewhere other than Kansas City. Personally, I don't think he's coming back next year, but that's just an opinion. That's not based off anything. That is strictly in opinion. Now, his actions of late speak to someone that is a touch more sentimental than normal, which most people get a little bit more sentimental at the end of their career. Even as I'm saying that, I get sentimental the last week of every big league season. I teared up earlier today, reliving the wild card game. If you missed that little montage, maybe I'll have time to bring that back your way before we get out of here. Man, that had all the hair on my arms standing up, had me a little misty-eyed earlier in the day. Thanks for the phone call, Haas. 913-586-7610. Now, one thing I want to add to what Haas said, because he's 100% right, pitching is what matters. Pitching is why you've lost 106 games this season. If the Royals are going to get out of this rut, it's going to be because of pitching. The reason why the second half has been better, the reason why September is the first winning month the Royals have seen since April of 2021, the reason is pitching, and the reason is Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans, to me, it's no longer hype. It's now the expectation. I'm expecting him to pitch like a true number two, like a Kansas City one. That's what I'm expecting from Cole Reagans next year. But the reason why I ask the question, because I don't believe it's as obvious as, well, we need pitching, so give me Cole Reagans vying for a Cy Young Award over Bobby vying for an MVP. The reason why I think it's an interesting question is because I've seen plenty of Cy Young Award winners on bad teams. Shoot, the last time a Royal won the Cy Young Award, it was a bad team. But MVPs, unless you're doing something I've never seen before, a la Shohei Ohtani, not very easy to find MVPs on bad teams. Sure, Mike Trout, Andre Dawson. Okay. Two in 100 years? If Bobby's vying for an MVP, the Royals are at worst vying for 500. So again, it's up to you. What do you prefer in 2024? Bobby Witt Jr. battling it out for the American League MVP? Cole Reagan's battling it out for the American League Cy Young Award? Phone lines are open for you. Let's go to David in Lenexa. David, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks. Love the show. Leaving the K right now with my daughters. And nice. Just a quick opinion, and I'll listen off. But to the caller that mentioned to pinch run Bobby tomorrow, kind of a cool idea. But personally, I'd much rather see, if I remember right, I think he needs two doubles to get 30-30-30. I would love to see that.
That's, is that right?
That was my only thought.
Oh, that's really Thanks, good. Man. Yeah, 30-30-30 is actually what he was going for. Was that two years ago in the minor leagues, and he ended up one stolen base shy. Yeah, that's I can't argue with that. Hey, they're all good ideas. The only reason I'm not a fan of the pinch running him is you kind of pigeonhole yourself. You're like, all right, this is my shot. But if he starts the game, he's batting second, you know he's going to get four ABs. I assume he's going to get on base at least once. I understand. I understand the pinch running idea. But I think you owe it to your fans to put Bobby out there. One final send-off on the season. But good idea, both of you. Fair ideas. Yeah, you're right, Bobby. 28 doubles on the season. One shy of MJ Melendez for the team lead. All right, 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals lose 5-2. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
2-2. Salvi drives it deep to left field. Pereira's back onto the track at the fence. It's out of here. Into the Yankees bullpen behind the left field fence. Salvador Perez tees off his 23rd home run of the season. And the Royals lead 2-0 in the bottom of the third.
Jake Eisenberg on the call. Clark Schmidt doubles up sweepers to Salvador Perez, and he missed on that second one. And Salvi,
he didn't miss.
No, Salvi puts a charge into it. Number 23. I mean, I know I should. Well, to be honest with you, I am used to it. I do take it for granted. But I don't want to, so I need to remind myself of the unique toughness and strength and resolve and desire and heart and passion of Salvador Perez. This dude had a mild concussion. Since returning from said concussion, he's reached base in every game. 7 RBI in 6 games. He's hitting .333 since he was shut down because of a mild concussion. Captain is something else, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, he's been playing for a bad team for way too long. Royals lose 5-2. They drop game 2 to the New York Yankees, and it all comes down to tomorrow, my friends. A win, and the Royals match the 2005 ball club for the worst record in franchise history. A loss, and, well, you know what a loss means. Zach Greinke, who was 21 back when that 05 team lost 106 games. Now, at the age of 39, he'll climb the hill tomorrow looking to help his current team only match his former team. Zach Greinke squaring off with Michael King. It's a 2:10 first pitch, and I'll get you started with the On Deck Show beginning at 1 o'clock. Hey, thanks to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Pam in Kansas City. Pam, always nice hearing from you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine, Vern. How are you?
I'm great. Always better when I'm hearing from you.
Oh, I first want to say thank you for an excellent season of work.
And my pleasure.
I also want to say, excuse me?
No, I was just saying I'm happy to do it.
And I also would like to say, if I could, I would be out there to see Zach Greinke tomorrow. I've seen him pitch once. And I tell you, if for those of you who can get out there, please go see this Hall of Famer in action. He is something to behold. I'm begging you. If you can get there, go, please. As far as this season is concerned, oh my goodness. I think I would have to say also the breakout of Bobby Witt and
right.
The lack of consistent pitching.
For sure. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I think that's the way I remember this season.
And that's right. And that's fair. Pam, I appreciate the phone call. No doubt Bobby's going to be burned in our memories for this 30-30 campaign. You know, your point about the pitching, while dead on, I could also say that about last year's team and the year before that and the 2019 team and certainly the 2018 team. Shoot, even that 2017 team, we're still waiting for a closer to stand up. Maurer, Buchter, Soria. Oh, my God. Yeah, inconsistent pitching normally leads to October vacations. Sadly, I don't have anything planned. Nope. Just going to sit around and probably lose a lot of money gambling on football. I'll enjoy watching playoff baseball, but be pining for those days to return to Kansas City. I brought this your way earlier today on the On Deck Show. 9 years ago, I was talking with friends out at Craft and Draft about 9 years ago. 9 years ago, at this very moment, I don't know if we were feeling good, if we were feeling bad. It was one or the other. You never just felt, I'm just okay. Yeah, sure. I'm just okay. No, you were either heart racing or on the floor crestfallen. 9 years ago today. MLB Network and MLB Productions did a terrific summary, synopsis, a recap of what happened 9 years ago tonight. Take a listen.
As we head to the 8-7, as we head to the bottom of the 12th in the wild card game.
See, I'm not gonna lie, you know, once they scored that run, you know, I definitely got nervous.
Lorenzo Cain will lead it off.
Because I feel like I needed to get on base, I ended up getting out.
Backhanded by Kiyosko, flips to the moving target, and there's one away.
Once I did, I wasn't sure if we were gonna win that game or not. But then when Hosmer came up and hit the big triple.
Swing and a fly ball, left center field, deep.
He just drove that ball, man. Fastball up and away, I remember like yesterday.
2-2, swung on, fly ball, left center field.
2-2, and you realize you got to take a chance here, especially, you know, with two outs left in our season. So put a good swing on it.
In the air to left center field.
You see Johnny and Sam Fold go up for the ball out there.
Back on it is Gomes, along with Fold, and it's going to be...
In the middle of the air, I remember thinking, okay, I got this. And then all of a sudden, like that, I collided with Johnny.
And it's off the top of the wall. The two outfielders collide, and the ball rolls back out into left center field.
And then you see the ball just bouncing, and I'm like, go, Ross, go, go.
He's on his way to third standing, and the tying run is 90 feet away.
Hits the triple and it's like, see, we're not losing this game. Boom, tie it up.
Here's the pitch. Colon swings, chops it toward third. Donaldson charges, no play. Unbelievable. The Royals have tied it at the bottom of the 12th.
And we're tied again.
The A's have suffered two blown saves over the last four innings. Winning run at first, two down. Salvador Perez coming up. He's running. The A's pitch out, but Norris dropped the pitch.
When Christian Colon stole second base, I'm like, man, he hasn't stolen the base all year long. Something good's going to happen.
The winning run is at second.
Sal swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt, and he knows that that was not a pitch he should have swung at.
One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, you just remember Salvi having two strikes, and I've been playing with Salvi ever since rookie ball. I mean, no matter what the situation is, every time the game's on the line, I mean, he's the guy you want up there.
Perez now looking for a two-out hit.
I think he hit that ball in the other box.
It's the slider pulled to third. And a ground ball to third is fair!
Inches, an inch here, a couple inches there. Game goes the other way.
And the Royals win it!
That was an emotional roller coaster.
Absolutely thrilling.
Goosebumps again. I've listened to it. I've watched it at least a half dozen times today. Goosebumps every single time. We'll take a dive into the text line as the Royals drop game two to the New York Yankees. We're promised nine more innings of baseball this season, my friends. Let's all meet right back here tomorrow. We can keep this show going, though. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We get back to your thoughts after this.
1,000.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
1 out of 5 with a run scored last night. And he lifts one out into left center field, shallow, everybody chasing it. It's going to drop for a hit. A run is in, runner to third, and sliding in safely. So Blazquez dropped one into very short left center field. So Garcia scores easily. Mendez first to third on the RBI single, and now Blazquez has driven in 34.
That gave the Royals a 1-0 lead. Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Yeah, so Royals went ahead 1-0 thanks to Nelson Velasquez's RBI knock with two outs in the first. Royals would double their lead thanks to Salvi's solo blast in the third. So 2-0 Kansas City as we go to the fourth inning. Alec Marsh walks the first two batters that he faces. They both come around to score to tie the game up at 2 apiece. Marsh gives up a leadoff single in the sixth, and after a sacrifice bunt, moves Kyle Higashioka to second base. Alec Marsh's day is done. Colin Snyder comes in. Colin Snyder allows that run to score and two other runs to score. And a tie game turns into a three-run deficit. It would only grow. Now, it didn't, but it could have only grown. Two on with nobody out. Two in scoring position. Nobody out. Ninth inning. Royals trying to give themselves a chance in the bottom half of the inning as, you know, Michael Massey and Nick Prado both make defensive miscues. Now, they weren't charged with an error, but we hold them to a pretty high standard defensively. Massey, Prado, and then Bobby Witt Jr. does make an error. So three sure-handed infielders are anything but. And Angel Zerpa in the ninth inning with the Royals still trailing by three as bases loaded, one out. Now, he wiggles out of it as the stoic strike thrower that I've talked so much about. That Angel Zerpa has really shown up of late. You heard Matt Quatrero earlier talk about how he doesn't vibrate much on the mound. Royals unable to do anything in the bottom of the ninth inning. They go down 1-2-3, and they lose 5-2. The record is now 55-106. That is the most losses this franchise has ever had in a season. So with one game to go, you know what's on the line. A dubious record. On the flip side, Bobby Witt Jr. is one stolen base away from becoming the first infielder in baseball history to go 30-50. All right, as promised, let's take a dive into the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. I don't know why I have this page up right now. Not the text line, my fantasy baseball championship. I'm down by 30 points, and I have 75 points on my bench tonight. So, not very happy. But who cares? You certainly don't care about my fantasy team. Let's go to the text line. Chad in Overland Park writes in. Vern, please tell me that Zach Greinke will be in the lineup tomorrow. I'm 52. He's one of the all-time greats. He's kept me invested in this team despite the horrible results. Vern, he's earned the right to be the complete ball player that he is. Yeah, Chad, I wish I could tell you one way or the other, but I can't. I can't. I want him to start the game and be the designated hitter. And when he comes out of the game, even if it's in the first inning, it certainly won't be pretty. Won't be easy. You're going to have to utilize everyone on your bench. You might put yourself in a precarious situation. But you have 4 months to recover. 5 months to recover. Maybe I'm being too much of a fan. Maybe. But I really think they could do it. If you missed it, Matt Quatrero, he joined Bob and Josh each and every Wednesday morning at 9:30. He was on Fesco in the Morning earlier this week, and they asked him about whether or not Zach Greinke is going to get an at-bat coming up in the game on Sunday. And I'll let you hear it. I'll let you hear it at some point, I promise.
The goggles on, that's a sure sign of what time of year it is.
No, that's the wrong cut. That's not what we're looking for. Anyway, we can hear from Matt Quatrero. I'll give you his response coming up in just a minute, Chad, but I appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. Tony writes in, Vern, to your question of what we would prefer in 2024, Bobby vying for an MVP or Cole Reagans vying for a Cy Young? Vern, my answer, why not both? For the Royals to succeed in 2024, they will need both. Well, yeah, Tony, I agree with that, but that's not answering the question. And I don't think it's... I don't even think it's worth the conversation right now about the Royals succeeding in 2024, because to me, success is a winning record. Not saying it's impossible, but to go from, let's say, 56 wins to 86 wins, you can do the math. I don't see that kind of jump coming. So I need an answer to the question, Tony. Is it Reagans for the Cy Young, or is it Bobby Witt Jr. for the MVP? Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, I know they called Michael Massey out when he was picked off of second base, but didn't it look like he was safe? Yeah, I thought he was safe, and then you saw the zoomed-in angle, and we're talking about Massey getting picked off. Big spot there in the bottom of the eighth inning. Anthony Volpe had his foot right in front of the bag, and it blocked the bag. Massey was safe if the goal was to get back to Volpe's foot. So, no, he was out, Spike. Spike also wondering if I believe that the Royals strike out a lot looking. Tonight they certainly did. Mikel Garcia did twice. Now, Mikel Garcia, props to that 23-year-old for showing the restraint to not lose it on that home plate umpire. He got robbed a few times out there. I'm 17 years older than Mikel Garcia, and I think he might be a little bit more mature than I am. I think I would have lost it out there. But yeah, Mikel Garcia punched out four times tonight, twice looking. Nick Prado, Nick Prado struck out looking. Yeah, he certainly has struck out staring at it way too much this season. No debate there. 913-586-7610. All right, here's Matt Quatrero to the question from Bob Fesco earlier this week as far as will Zach Greinke pitch in the finale on Sunday?
So everybody wants me to let him hit. I don't know if he wants to hit, one, and two.
I said pitch. You know what I meant. Will he allow Zach Greinke to hit coming up tomorrow? All right, and we can't hear it now. All right, so again, we'll try to hear from Matt Quatrero before we get out of here. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to a few more from the text line. John in Mission. Vern, Bobby is MVP. That's the answer to the question because Bobby plays 150 to 162 games a year, while Cole Reagans tops out at 33 to 35. And Vern, to your other question, I'll remember 2023 as the one where my drinking buddies and I really checked out, and I leaned on the postgame show to know that some of us are still forever royal. Thanks for putting up with my squirreliness. Signed, John in Mission. Oh, you're saying your drinking buddies checked out, but you stayed locked in. Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, John, man, you've texted in quite a bit. You seem like you're pretty locked in on the boys in blue, to be quite honest with you. I'll get back to the text line coming up in a moment, but first...
Everybody wants me to let him hit. I don't know if he wants to hit, one, and two, you can't do that anymore unless if you're a designated two-way player. So you can't DH for yourself like you could years ago. And the other part about it, so you'd have to put him in the game, he could pitch, and then you put your DH in the game, essentially, and then you have to pinch hit for that spot every time it comes around. So there's a way to do it, but it would have to be, it would have to be manipulated.
Okay, so he says you can't do it. I think you... Because I know what he's saying about being a two-way player. Yeah, Zach Greinke hasn't been a position player. He's not a two-way player. I don't know. All I know is I better see 20-plus thousand here tomorrow. Not only for Zach Greinke, but can we stop tiptoeing around the conversation about Salvador Perez? Can we acknowledge that tomorrow might be his final game as a Royal? That home run he hit tonight in the third inning may be the final one he ever hits as a Kansas City Royal? Anybody ready for that conversation? I didn't think so. But like I mentioned, it is. It all comes down to tomorrow when it comes down to the 39-year-old future Hall of Famer that was once a 21-year-old on the 2005 ball club that lost 106 games. And now he's a 39-year-old on the 2023 team that has lost 106 games. Will it be 107? It's up to Zach Greinke. He squares off with Michael King tomorrow. It's a 2:10 first pitch. And I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 1 o'clock. I appreciate you listening. 5-2 the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Yankees. They'll look to win the series tomorrow. Not only win the series, they got a chance to take the season series from the Pinstripers. Thanks to Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
1 out of 5 with a run scored last night. And he lifts one out into left center field, shallow, everybody chasing it. It's going to drop for a hit. A run is in, runner to third, and sliding in safely. So Blazquez dropped one into very short left center field. So Garcia scores easily. Melendez first to third on the RBI single, and now Velasquez has driven in 34.
That gave the Royals a 1-0 lead. Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Yeah, so Royals went ahead 1-0 thanks to Nelson Velasquez's RBI knock with two outs in the first. Royals would double their lead thanks to Salvi's solo blast in the third. So 2-0 Kansas City as we go to the fourth inning. Alec Marsh walks the first two batters that he faces. They both come around to score to tie the game up at 2 apiece. Marsh gives up a leadoff single in the sixth, and after a sacrifice bunt, moves Kyle Higashioka to second base. Alec Marsh's day is done. Colin Snyder comes in. Colin Snyder allows that run to score and two other runs to score. And a tie game turns into a three-run deficit. It would only grow. Now, it didn't, but it could have only grown. Two on with nobody out. Two in scoring position. Nobody out. Ninth inning. Royals trying to give themselves a chance in the bottom half of the inning as, you know, Michael Massey and Nick Prado both make defensive miscues. Now, they weren't charged with an error, but we hold them to a pretty high standard defensively. Massey, Prado, and then Bobby Witt Jr. does make an error. So three sure-handed infielders are anything but. And Angel Zerpa in the ninth inning with the Royals still trailing by three as bases loaded, one out. Now, he wiggles out of it as the stoic strike thrower that I've talked so much about. That Angel Zerpa has really shown up of late. You heard Matt Quatrero earlier talk about how he doesn't vibrate much on the mound. Royals unable to do anything in the bottom of the ninth inning. They go down 1-2-3, and they lose 5-2. The record is now 55-106. That is the most losses this franchise has ever had in a season. So with one game to go, you know what's on the line. A dubious record. On the flip side, Bobby Witt Jr. is one stolen base away from becoming the first infielder in baseball history to go 30-50. All right, as promised, let's take a dive into the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. I don't know why I have this page up right now. Not the text line, my fantasy baseball championship. I'm down by 30 points, and I have 75 points on my bench tonight. So, not very happy. But who cares? You certainly don't care about my fantasy team. Let's go to the text line. Chad in Overland Park writes in. Vern, please tell me that Zach Greinke will be in the lineup tomorrow. I'm 52. He's one of the all-time greats. He's kept me invested in this team despite the horrible results. Vern, he's earned the right to be the complete ball player that he is. Yeah, Chad, I wish I could tell you one way or the other, but I can't. I can't. I want him to start the game and be the designated hitter. And when he comes out of the game, even if it's in the first inning, it certainly won't be pretty. Won't be easy. You're going to have to utilize everyone on your bench. You might put yourself in a precarious situation. But you have 4 months to recover. 5 months to recover. Maybe I'm being too much of a fan. Maybe. But I really think they could do it. If you missed it, Matt Quatrero, he joined Bob and Josh each and every Wednesday morning at 9:30. He was on Fesco in the Morning earlier this week, and they asked him about whether or not Zach Greinke is going to get an at-bat coming up in the game on Sunday. And I'll let you hear it. I'll let you hear it at some point, I promise.
The goggles on, that's a sure sign of what time of year it is.
No, that's the wrong cut. That's not what we're looking for. Anyway, we can hear from Matt Quatrero. I'll give you his response coming up in just a minute, Chad, but I appreciate you listening. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. Tony writes in, Vern, to your question of what we would prefer in 2024, Bobby vying for an MVP or Cole Reagans vying for a Cy Young? Vern, my answer, why not both? For the Royals to succeed in 2024, they will need both. Well, yeah, Tony, I agree with that, but that's not answering the question. And I don't think it's... I don't even think it's worth the conversation right now about the Royals succeeding in 2024, because to me, success is a winning record. I'm not saying it's impossible, but to go from, let's say, 56 wins to 86 wins, you can do the math. I don't see that kind of jump coming. So I need an answer to the question, Tony. Is it Reagans for the Cy Young, or is it Bobby Witt Jr. for the MVP? Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, I know they called Michael Massey out when he was picked off of second base, but didn't it look like he was safe? Yeah, I thought he was safe, and then you saw the zoomed-in angle, and we're talking about Massey getting picked off. Big spot there in the bottom of the eighth inning. Anthony Volpe had his foot right in front of the bag, and it blocked the bag. Massey was safe if the goal was to get back to Volpe's foot. So, no, he was out, Spike. Spike also wondering if I believe that the Royals strike out a lot looking. Tonight they certainly did. Mikel Garcia did twice. Now, Mikel Garcia, props to that 23-year-old for showing the restraint to not lose it on that home plate umpire. He got robbed a few times out there. I'm 17 years older than Mikel Garcia, and I think he might be a little bit more mature than I am. I think I would have lost it out there. But yeah, Mikel Garcia punched out four times tonight, twice looking. Nick Prado, Nick Prado struck out looking. Yeah, he certainly has struck out staring at it way too much this season. No debate there. 913-586-7610. All right, here's Matt Quatrero to the question from Bob Fesco earlier this week as far as will Zach Greinke pitch in the finale on Sunday?
So everybody wants me to let him hit. I don't know if he wants to hit, one, and two.
I said pitch. You know what I meant. Will he allow Zach Greinke to hit coming up tomorrow? All right, and we can't hear it now. All right, so again, we'll try to hear from Matt Quatrero before we get out of here. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to a few more from the text line. John in Mission. Vern, Bobby is MVP. That's the answer to the question because Bobby plays 150 to 162 games a year, while Cole Reagans tops out at 33 to 35. And Vern, to your other question, I'll remember 2023 as the one where my drinking buddies and I really checked out, and I leaned on the postgame show to know that some of us are still forever royal. Thanks for putting up with my squirreliness. Signed, John in Mission. Oh, you're saying your drinking buddies checked out, but you stayed locked in. Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, John, man, you've texted in quite a bit. You seem like you're pretty locked in on the boys in blue, to be quite honest with you. I'll get back to the text line coming up in a moment, but first...
Everybody wants me to let him hit. I don't know if he wants to hit, one, and two, you can't do that anymore unless if you're a designated two-way player. So you can't DH for yourself like you could years ago. And the other part about it, so you'd have to put him in the game, you know, he could pitch, and then you put your DH in the game, essentially, and then you have to pinch it for that spot every time it comes around. So there's a way to do it, but it would have to be, it would have to be manipulated.
Okay, so he says you can't do it. I think you... Because I know what he's saying about being a two-way player. Yeah, Zach Greinke hasn't been a position player. He's not a two-way player. I don't know. All I know is I better see 20-plus thousand here tomorrow. Not only for Zach Greinke, but can we stop tiptoeing around the conversation about Salvador Perez? Can we acknowledge that tomorrow might be his final game as a Royal? That home run he hit tonight in the third inning may be the final one he ever hits as a Kansas City Royal? Anybody ready for that conversation? I didn't think so. But like I mentioned, it is. It all comes down to tomorrow when it comes down to the 39-year-old future Hall of Famer that was once a 21-year-old on the 2005 ball club that lost 106 games. And now he's a 39-year-old on the 2023 team that has lost 106 games. Will it be 107? It's up to Zach Greinke. He squares off with Michael King tomorrow. It's a 2:10 first pitch. And I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 1 o'clock. I appreciate you listening. 5-2 the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Yankees. They'll look to win the series tomorrow. Not only win the series, they got a chance to take the season series from the Pinstripers. Thanks to Nathan Williams for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Take care.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.